There is an old proverb, a wise proverb, which says, give a man a fish and you give him a meal. Teach him how to catch a fish and you feed him for life. This timeless statement sums up the philosophy of the Freedom from Hunger campaign. Emergency food supplies are necessary in cases of famine and disaster, but the only way to tackle the long-term problem of world hunger is by helping the hungry to feed themselves. Modern techniques have proved that agricultural output can be increased dramatically. The average Australian farmer produces enough to maintain himself, his family, and 51 other persons. But the average farmer in many underdeveloped countries does not produce enough to adequately feed his family, let alone sufficient to provide a surplus for sale. Agricultural efficiency must be increased in those countries which are not able to feed their own people. Food must be grown where it is needed. The Australian Freedom from Hunger campaign gives the hungry the opportunity to feed themselves, to maintain their dignity, and to strive for a better life for their children. What does the future hold? The world population is expected to double by the late 1980s to 6,000 million people. Already two-thirds of the world's population do not get enough to eat. The future looks bleak unless we make the effort now. The Australian Freedom from Hunger campaign financially supports food production projects in the underdeveloped and developing countries. The projects may be submitted by the United Nations Standing Commissions or any organizations with consultative status with the United Nations. Each scheme is thoroughly investigated by the Australian Projects Subcommittee to determine its effect in increasing food production and the number of people who benefit. The Freedom from Hunger campaign provides only part of the cost for each project. The recipient government either pays part or assists with manpower, materials, or services. When the project is self-supporting, the government takes over, leaving the Freedom from Hunger campaign to go on to new schemes. The Freedom from Hunger campaign operates in 90 countries throughout the world, and Australians have now contributed over $3 million since the Freedom from Hunger campaign commenced. And this money is now busily at work, financially supporting projects in the underdeveloped world. Australians have shown their feelings in a practical manner, an expression of concern from one people to another. The problem of world hunger can be overcome. The men and women of the Australian Freedom from Hunger campaign have pledged themselves to the fight against world hunger to make the world a better place to live in. How about you? For donations or further information, contact the Freedom from Hunger campaign, 37 Swanston Street, Melbourne, or the campaign office in your state, as listed in the telephone directory.